Super Full Moon Channeling, February 2019. I ask my guides, guardians, and allies of the spirit realms, the nature realms, the starry realms, what do you wish me and my people to know on this full moon? Fa, 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 resonance, resonance. Be in resonance with the higher, the deeper, the greater. Be in resonance with each other. Be in resonance with the natural world. Be in resonance. When you resonate together, you will understand each other. When you resonate together, you will become what you are meant to be, all of who you are meant to be. Resonance, resonate, resonance. Ah, resonate, 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 resonate. Ariana is resonating her crystal singing bowl for you to add more resonance. And so we come to remind you to dance, to sing, to use your voices. It is the time for resonance, the time to vibrate together. To vibrate together in resonance is to be in harmony. It is the time for resonant harmony. When you resonate together, you increase the energy for all. Resonance amplifies. You can see this in crowds, in mobs. Are you resonating with anger and hatred? Anger and hatred are amplified. Are you resonating with love and joy? Love and joy are amplified. So be aware, be conscious of what you are resonating out and what you are resonating with. Resonate to come into harmony and unity. Do your inner work to create inner harmony, love, partnership. Then you call into resonance those around you. You call those qualities into resonance with you. You broadcast those qualities all around you and call them forth in others. Everything is vibration. Everything is capable of resonance. Buildings resonate. Bridges resonate. You have seen the video of a bridge coming into a certain resonance during a windstorm that resonated it apart. Yes? Resonance. Vibrations. Your body resonates to the sound of your own voice. Use your own voice to resonate yourself into love and harmony and well-being. The human voice is magic. Use your voice to resonate with other humans and with nature beings. As you use your voice, simply intend that you are resonating yourself into love, and you will find the sounds to use. Play. No, 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 dear ones. No self-judgment now. This is not professional singing or speaking. This is resonating yourself into love and harmony. How you do this is up to you. Trust your inner knowing. Trust your voice. Trust your feelings. Allow yourself to voice yourself in full resonance. Appreciate the miracle that is the human voice, that is your voice. And dear ones, your computer resonates also. Come into conscious resonance with your electronic devices. Only be in your resonance of love before you seek to become resonant with them. Otherwise, their chaotic resonance will entrain you. Understand that your electronic devices can resonate and harmonize with you for your greater good and the greater good of all. Understand that this must be done consciously. We recommend and ask that you consciously create the resonance of love when preparing to go into the online worlds. We recommend that you do not always leave your email and social media programs open, that you not receive constant notifications from these devices that pull your attention and give you no time to create conscious resonance. The more of you who create the conscious resonance of love in yourselves before going into the online worlds, the more those worlds will resonate with love. This is important, dear ones, very important. Be highly conscious of how you are interacting with the internets. You must take breaks. You must have rests from their energies in order to create this conscious resonance of love. Rest from the internets is essential. Even having these programs open in the background is not rest. They must be closed. It is not useful or helpful for you to have these always running. Use them sparingly, then turn them off. Turn off the notifications, the sounds, the banners. These are disharmonizing. They bring you into unhealthy resonances of internal and external discord. Rest from the internets is essential. This is part of the inner work you must undertake. Your meditations will not be nearly as effective if you have the internets running in the background. Finding resonance. This can be a delight. You can make this fun and joyful. Quiet yourself and listen with your subtle senses. To resonate with this tree, how must I resonate? How do I match the resonance of this land? Most often, resonating with trees and land requires slowing down. Resonating with flowers and birds may require speeding up. How do I resonate when I am feeling loving? What is my resonance when I'm happy? What is my resonance when I'm angry or afraid? Learn to feel these with your subtle senses. Trust your experience. Let go of the judging voice that says this is not real. Of course it is real. Finding resonance. Radiating the resonances of love, partnership, unity. This is some of your most important work, dear ones. Ha! Of course, you are receiving this message over the internets. See, there is happy and loving resonance here, so it is possible. Tune your resonance into this love we are sending you. When it is hard for you to find your own love resonance, we are always here. Tune into ours. We are with you. Our love is always available for you to recalibrate and restore your personal resonance of love. For love is, after all, the essence of the universe, the essence of creation. Resonance is another bridge in this year of bridging. Create resonance and you create a bridge between you and others. Create resonance and you bridge the divides. Create resonance and create partnership. Create resonance and create healing. Creating resonance brings more love and harmony to all. Resonate.